I thank the distinguished delegate for this update and for sharing all this, to a certain extent, encouraging information. Let me just assure you that I think, and that holds true, I think, for all the delegations here in the room, victim assistance is an universal task for the convention, and there are no differences when it comes to victims and to victims' assistance. And I think we all, and that's also, I think, one of the first conclusions which we can draw after this discussion, is that we all have, especially when it comes to victim assistance, we all have to do more, and we have to do better. And I'm grateful that you have reminded us again that there's a lot to do also in your country and also on your continent. This concludes the list of speakers who are in the process of fulfilling their responsibilities to mine victims. I just wanted to ask if there are any delegation who wants to speak in reporting on their fulfilling fulfillment of their responsibilities in this regard. If this is not the case, I would then move on and open the floor to other delegations that wish to take the floor on the matter of victim assistance. We have already a list of speakers inscribed, and the first delegation on my list is the delegation of the European Union. So please, the European Union, you have the floor, followed by Austria. European Union, the floor is yours.